Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sam, so are you walking a little taller after that big write-up? Was that the Globe that did a big story on Sammy P?
I've been told the Boston Globe is a decently sized newspaper with little circulation. Look, here's what's funny about that. The guy calls, and you don't know the guy that calls.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know his MO. You don't know what he's trying to do. I was half concerned it was going to be a hit piece.
Really?
Well, not really, but you never know. Because there are some people that still don't embrace and accept the sports betting space. And Kevin DuPont, who was the author who wrote the column, he wrote it on Easter Sunday of all days, he was sort of hinting that he's not the biggest proponent of sports betting permeating the space. But I think he understands that it's a part of the equation no matter what. And, I mean, you've seen the growth. I mean, you're a Chicago television radio personality.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen it, you're not paying attention.
Right, right. I mean, it's huge. And people are really enjoying it. I talk to friends that, you know, throw a couple bucks on it, gets them a little skin in the game. As long as it's manageable, it's certainly fun. And one of the best fun bets right now, Sam, is taking the under on the Cubs.
They just can't hit, man.
Wow.
We talked about this last week with John. You know, I said, look, I think until further notice, it's under or pass. If you're a Cub fan, you don't want to bet on the Cubs because they haven't played that well, but you can make some money if you just bet the under. Every game has a win total at PointsBet, and usually with the Cubbies, it's 7.5, 8, 8.5. I think we're going to see lower numbers here on out. But yeah, even since last Thursday, 4-2-1 to the under. They have the lowest average in the game, the lowest on base percentage, and they strike out at an unbelievably high clip. I mean, they've played, what, 12 games now, and they have 122 strikeouts.
Crazy. Over 10 a game. That's insane. Bob was in here earlier, one of our many engineers named Bob. And, Sam, he wanted to know, is there like a prop bet? We see the Carlos Rodon no-hitter. Is there a prop bet or anything about teams most likely to get no-hit or any odds you can place on something like that? Or is that not available anywhere?
Not yet, but the way that these books get creative, I wouldn't be surprised if you see stuff like that in the near future. Now, if you talk about, you know, anemic offenses in Major League Baseball, the conversation has a couple teams. I mean, you're talking about the Cubs. We've already sort of dragged them. I mean, they don't score. They don't get on base. But there are a couple teams that would be most likely. I mean, it would have to be Mets, Nationals, Cubs, Indians. Those
yeah.
would be the four. You can't exactly bet, like, will this team get no hit or which team will be the next team to get no hit. And then somebody asked me yesterday, because Carlos Rodon brings a perfect game into the no-hitter, can I bet on a perfect game? I said, no, you can't and you shouldn't, because it never happens.
Yeah, right, yes. There's with only 23 total in MLB history, which goes back to the 1870s, it's not a safe bet. Speaking of Rodon and the White Sox, they're got to be a hard team to bet because they are kind of on or off.
They're up and down. They're a roller coaster right now. They're 6-6 on the campaign. If you bet them every single game, you're down money right now because usually they're favored and the juice obviously adds up. So it's sort of been a 50-50 shake at this point in time. But, man, their games are so fun. I mean, they go from, you know, losing 2-0 on a Tuesday where they got three hits all day. On Wednesday night, they score 6 runs in the first inning. And they win 8-0. They mash the baseball. They've got 12 hits. They're up and down. Their manager's half awake in the dugout. You know, the bullpen has been pretty hit or miss, but it's been a fun team to watch. And I told John this over the last month. I can't remember the last time I had to literally be glued to a White Sox game from start to finish, because if you walk away or go to the fridge or go to the bathroom, odds are good you're going to miss something.
Yeah. If you're just like sticking your toe in the water and you've been listening to us for the last couple minutes and you're a little confused about things, what's a great first bet to make? Or I'm not even saying great like guaranteed win. I'm saying like what's a safe, easy thing to do that you can track it, it's simple, and it gets you in the water a little bit.
Well, I mean, there is no such thing as a sure thing in this racket, unfortunately. Although many people will tell you that there are locks of the day and locks of the week and locks of the year. I'm not going to lie to you. I do think, you know, there's a position coming into this weekend. The Atlanta Braves have been playing really good baseball, but the results haven't really worked out in their favor. And this happens early in a baseball season. You know, Atlanta has really scored a lot of runs. They've gotten some timely hitting, but they're 4-8 right now. That being said, they've scored 52 runs, and now they head into Wrigley. And I think if you were to bet the Braves, it's a three-game series, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Cubs are off today, but they play three games in a row at Wrigley. I think Atlanta is going to take two out of three, and I think Atlanta's probably going to be, because of their record and because they're on the road, they're likely going to be an underdog. So I think if you were to bet the Braves either to win the series or just bet them every day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think you'll make money in this three-game series at Wrigley, because the Cubs, like, their record is not bad, 5-7, but it could be worse, if that makes any sense.
It probably should be worse. Yeah, I guess what I'm asking is not only what's a sure, you know, obviously there's no sure thing, but is it just a simple who's going to win bet? That's a great way just to get in. Because, you know, I think that people sometimes are, you know, they go there with trepidation because they don't, oh, this, what do the lines mean? What is the unders? I guess what I'm asking is there a simple, like, what's the simplest bet you could make if you're looking just to make any old bet to see one play out?
I understand where you're coming from. And baseball is a very confusing sport to bet for many people because there's no point spread. You know,
right.
In a football game, it's like, all right, well, the Bears are a 6-point underdog. Well, you know that you get 6 points and they can't lose by seven or more. Baseball is complicated because of the money line. You're laying 130 to win 100, or you're betting 100 to win 120. The easiest way to get involved in baseball is with the totals, which we talked about off the top with the Cubby totals. They give you a number. PointsBet has a total right now on the White Sox-Indians game this afternoon at 110, Southside first pitch, 110. The total is 7.5, and that's rather simple. You either go over or you go under.
And that's total runs scored?
Yes, sir, which also this year gets more and more complicated because now if you go to extra innings, they put that runner at second base. So it's like all of a sudden, you know, you could be under 7. It's 3-1. It goes to extras 3-3. The runner's on second, a home run. All of a sudden you're a loser. You're like, wait, what happened?
Yes.
You know, like you were a winner and it was just ripped from your talons. But the total is the easiest way to assimilate, I guess, with a baseball bettor.
Yeah.
It's a tangible number. There's really not that much juice. Here it is. 8 runs, over, under. That's
the
easiest way to get involved.
Yeah, I usually like doing like a 12-team or a 10, whatever the max is, parlays when I go to Vegas for $5. Never works out.
How many of those do you win? How many of those do you win?
Never, but it's fun to do. All right, Sammy P, it's fun. I like to watch the games and not have too much skin. Maybe you get a couple in a row and you're like, all right, here we go. Then it all comes crashing down. The big bet of the week. This is fun.
Yeah, this was a bet actually last night on the Dodgers run line. This is one of the many ways to bet baseball. So the run line means you have to lay a run and a half if you're the favorite. And the Dodgers, as we know, they're very good, and they're usually favored. So this bettor had to win by 2 runs or more.
Mm-hmm.
He bet $127,000.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
On the Dodgers. That's a lot. It's a lot of money to win
$102,000.
Mm-hmm. So the Dodgers are up 3-2 after 5. They're up 3-2 after 7.
So they need
Remember,
another run.
They have to win by 2.
Yeah,
they have to win by 2. They get a solo home run in the bottom of the 8th. So now they're up 4-2. And go figure, the dreaded leadoff walk in the top of the 9th. So if you need them to win by 2, you're pressure cooker.
Yes.
Right? Like you don't know what to do. Strikeout, 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 and the bettor wins the bet. Rather than lose $127,000, he won $102,000, which is a $229,000 swing.
That made me almost throw up in my mouth, and I had no skin in that action, just you telling me that story. That's why it's good to start small and know what you're doing. Sam Panayotovich, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
You got it, John. Take care.
Let me know when you get an article in the Post about yourself, too, Sam. Be sure to send that along.
Yeah, whatever.
Or the New York
we'll
Times. We'll see. All right. Sponsored by PointsBet, Sam Panayotovich, always joining us here. We appreciate that.